You're listening to Squatch Detective Radio here on Beyond Borders Paranormal.
Not just your rumbles, the truth.
Welcome to Squatch Detective Radio. This is your Bigfoot Truth Serum, where we present real Bigfoot evidence, not fantasy, and we go on to debunk hoaxes where they need to be debunked. Join us on our quest to reveal the truth.
Good evening, cyberspace. Welcome to Squatch Detective Radio for today's date, July 3rd, 2016. Happy birthday, America. I am your host, your guide, the Squatch Detective Steve Coles, along with Chris Bennett. And this time, I think we're gonna be able to stay online here.
So. Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Well,
how's it going up in New York? Y'all shooting off firecrackers?
Well, I'm sure you'll probably hear that here and there behind me, because it's been going on all night, and it's kind of not too bad.
I forgot. You like live in New York. You hear that like 9mm pops all the time, right?
That's New York City.
Wow.
Well, anyway, we've kind of determined. We kind of figured out what who the culprit was in that whole debacle last week. For whatever reason, the PC that I was using to view the chat room, for whatever reason, sucked up most of the bandwidth. Not sure why, but I was running tests today, and the minute I turned the Wi-Fi off on that computer, everything came back to normal. Because all of a sudden, I was like, I hooked everything up. I ran a speed test, which was running fine all week, and I'm going, why is this bad? Oops. It's this. Unfortunately, so we're just down to the one computer again. So.
Well, that'll work.
Yeah, it'll work.
Hey, got room to load for me tonight. Hello, everybody in the chat.
Yeah. Well, everybody, happy 4th of July, and I hope everybody has a safe, fun day tomorrow, and hopefully it's been this weekend has been great to everybody. So, hey. But here we are, and what a great guest we have on tonight. And you know what? There's some news, but nothing that can't wait till next week, because there's some things that are, you know, kind of on the fence and pending a little bit. So I'm just kind of curious to see how things play out. So anyway, let's we like I said, we have a great guest today. He is the founder of the Wisconsin Paranormal Investigations. We have Mr. Jay Bachochin. How are you, Jay?
Hey, how are you doing, Steve? I'm doing great.
And you know,
how you doing, Chris?
Hi, Jay. Welcome, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome to the playpen. Yes, I had the fine honor of meeting Jay back at the Pennsylvania outing. That was last month. And for those who didn't go on the East Coast, boy, you guys missed out. It was a fun time. A little bit rainy, but we got through it. And I have a feeling...
That's perfect squatching weather, the rain, huh? You know, you're you're out in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's it. You're living the life.
That's right.
I'm hoping that becomes a regular event. I have a feeling it's going to... be another event next year or this year or Yeah, next year.
Yeah, I know, right?
A bit of news real quick. I've posted up on SquatchDetective.com my speaking schedule. Believe it or not, I have like 5 events between now and the end of the year, which is a lot for
me. Wow.
Yeah, I've already done 3, so now I got 5 more to go.
So busy bee.
It's been a busy year, yes. But anyway, Jay, let's talk. Let's figure out. So how did you get started in, you know, everything that you do? And Jay is one of these guys that does the cryptid, the paranormal, and the crypto stuff, a.k.a. the Bigfoot. And
the Bigfoot.
hopefully we'll, I'm hoping that it'll be before next year, or before next year, before I see you again, because that was
basically back in 1967, I was born. That's when it all began. But no, seriously, I've always been fascinated by anything supernatural or paranormal. I mean, back for, you know, to the old creature feature shows, the black and white Frankensteins and Loch Ness Monster and, you know, those type of movies. But I've always had a fascination throughout my whole life with the paranormal. And back in the late 70s is when I first saw you definitely described this as a UFO, unidentified flying object, because whatever it was defied all physics in the air. I mean, it was at night. It was well lit. It would shut off. And it would beam across the sky, and you would see it sitting there hover for a couple minutes, and then so on. It would turn off and be across the sky again. It was fascinating, and that really, really got me going. But I didn't start doing this, I don't want to say professionally, because, you know, of course, what I do is more of a passion. You know, people say a hobby, a passion. In 2007, and when we first started doing this, we came out and we are doing more of the ghost investigations, anywhere from Ohio State Reformatory to some, you know, local establishments that are very old in the Kenosha County area. And, residents, we've come across some really bizarre stuff I cannot explain. When we first started in 2007, our mission statement was to hunt the truth. That's where you get the whole Wisconsin Paranormal Investigators, WPI, Hunts the Truth. I just, you know, used our acronyms and our mission statement. So that's what we call ourselves, WPI, Hunts the Truth. And it is what we do. I don't like to classify myself as a ghost believer, UFO or alien believer, or even a Bigfoot believer until I can actually start peeling the onion and getting those answers for myself. I've been doing the ghost thing for a long time, kind of pulled back a little bit in 2012, and it started looking more at the cryptid side, which started with the Beast of Bray Road up here in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. This is a cryptid dogman that has been spotted so many times since the mid-80s. But actually researching that, it's even further back, but maybe not as reported, just like a lot of Bigfoot sightings. And after kind of researching in the Elkhorn area, we went further north, and bam, here's where I am actually searching for the Wisconsin Sasquatch. Nice. So that's where I'm at today.
Very cool. So have you ever seen any cryptid or any at all? Have you ever seen a dog man or the Beast of Bay Road or a Sasquatch for that matter?
Well, at this point, I'm going to have to say yes. And the reason why is because I can't explain. I can't debunk. I can't, you know, I'm hunting the truth. I want the facts. I can't just, you know, think there's a Bigfoot behind every tree when you go out, or a dog man in every ditch in Elkhorn. But there was at one point, it was a day sighting in 2014 in April. There's no leaves on the trees. Again, the Bray Road Elkhorn area is more farmland with groves of trees. So it's not this big forest that you might think of where a dog man would live. But at this point, I was actually driving. My wife was actually driving because I wanted to film and show her a little bit of area where we thought we heard something the previous week. It could have been a very large raccoon. My wife laughs at me when I recorded it. But we went back during the day, and about 150 yards away from where I heard the sound, you know, my wife was like, all right, well, let's just turn around. She's going to do a three-point turn and head back. And all of a sudden, I noticed something along the tree line, which was, it was auburn in color. Now, I don't want to say it stood like a hominid. It definitely didn't look like a deer or a horse, but it was really large. And it was auburn because everything was really brown, April, you know, not a lot of leaves, right across the cornfield, 150 yards down. So I said, no, just let's pull up there. And so we proceeded to pull up slowly. But the closer we got, this whatever it was seemed to have, I always say like it melted into the woods. I didn't see it move like a person would or an animal. But the closer we got, the more it dissolved into just the woods.
Sure.
And so, yeah, I'm like, I really, really do not know what it was I just saw. I know I saw something. And I won't, you know, go around and blast, hey, it was a dog man. It was a Bigfoot. It was, I honestly will still tell you to this day, I don't know what it was, but I did see it and I could describe the color, but I couldn't really describe the total shape. You know, I was working up here with Linda Godfrey, who's a big author of a lot of the Beast of Bray Road books and, you know, American, the Monsters. And, you know, with this, you know, I did actually talk to her about that. And she said, well, you know, is it possible that it was, you know, squatting down? Because it didn't really have, like I said, a hominid shape, and it didn't have a four-legged animal shape. It was weird. And I'm trying to give the best description. But lo and behold, about 9 months later, we find out that there was a sighting of the Beast of Bray Road that somebody actually sat and watched for about 10 minutes down a cornfield in July. And they described an auburn type creature. And they said it was hunched down, digging in the field, looking for something. It was a good 150 yards out into the cornfield. And it was just digging, searching for something. And lo and behold, I find out that this sighting was exactly 200 yards further south than my sighting in the grove of trees.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So again, and I didn't know this guy. I didn't know this couple. But it just so happens that helps, you know, collaborate, strengthen what I saw, that I wasn't crazy, that there was something there. I couldn't tell you what it was. These people actually weren't able to get any good photos or anything, but they were using binoculars. And they said it was the strangest looking type creature, that it was. They were trying to give a good description of the face, but they said it was looking down as if it was digging, looking for something, you know, digging through the dirt and lifting it up. But it was definitely not something they've ever seen before. Great thing is it was auburn. That was it. That was my clench right there. So, that was 2014 that I had that what I would call a sighting. So was it the dog man, the Beast of Bray Road? Was it Sasquatch? I mean, I really don't know. I really couldn't tell you at this point. However, it's where I research is just another 10 miles north of the Elkhorn area. So that's where I've been doing a lot of my research with the Sasquatch right now.
Very cool. Oh, by the way, Godzilla just put something in the chat, said Bigfoot Sasquatch back in the woods.
Remember that? Yeah. I do have that video up. If you guys ever want to look up, my YouTube channel is 2007 WPI. If you find me on YouTube, that's probably one of the two top ones that I have up there right now. It's the highlights video of the Pennsylvania Bigfoot adventure camping that Eric Altman hosted. And Steve, you're in there quite a bit. I, I want to make sure you were in that.
Yeah, you got you put Tracy's picture of me coming out of the outhouse.
Oh, that was great. That was perfect. I can't wait to do that. That was some good times.
That was a good pose. It was like,
yeah, right. Bigfoot Sasquatch back in the woods. Yeah, good times.
We can play that for the break.
Oh yeah, definitely. But you were saying, have I had any other cryptid sightings? Sure. And I have, because after doing the whole Bray Road, which I don't give up on, it's practically in my backyard, mm-hmm. But it's on my way to my research area. So I don't totally, patrol that a lot, because you got to remember, this is a Bray Road and its surrounding roads. It's all farmers and they're all close knit, and you can't just pull your car off and go search, because you know what? Yeah, Elkhorn's Finest. Well, I'd say Elkhorn's Finest will get you before the dog man. But, you know, farmers, they stick together and they're close-knit, and they want to make sure they protect all their surrounding land. So, you know, if you're driving down it and observing, that's fine, but you can't get out. That's how come I tell a lot of people, don't waste your time going down there. Maybe just drive the infamous Bray Road, but it's a farm town.
Yeah.
But heading up to the Kettle Moraine area, there's a lot of cattle that starts in the southern units of Eagle and goes way up through central Wisconsin. You know, made by the glaciers, all these kettles, these imprints, some of them are 300 feet deep. So while Wisconsin does not have the mountains like in Pennsylvania or specific, up in Washington or I'm just trying to think of all these areas that actually have mountains. Wisconsin does not, but we do have kettles and they're deep. So we have inverted mountains. That's what I call them, because you still have to traverse down these things. And I've got some war wounds that really show it can get treacherous.
I think Chris calls them hollers.
Right.
I think Chris calls those hollers.
Oh, holler. Exactly.
Hills, hollers. That's right.
But
and being a mountain is a big hill, yeah.
but now being out there, I'm going out during the day, during the night. I'm usually out at least once a week. I really am, but I never really go on the same days. I don't want people that follow me to start realizing where I'm at, to get false positives. I take my research so serious, because I mean, if not, what am I doing out there? But one time in 2015. Me and my nephew were out there, and we're off the beaten path. That's the way to do it. It's February. There's snow on the ground. We don't have lights on. You can totally see what I felt like an animal, because you could just see the whole forest floor. You could see the silhouette of each tree and their position. And we're looking down one of the kettles. My nephew actually said, we're just kind of sitting, lighting up a smoke, and just observing. That's the best thing to do. And he said, I keep seeing a shadow down there. Now, I'm one of those guys that whether we're doing a ghost investigation or you see a light in the sky or you see shadows in the woods at night and they see it, I'm not going to add fuel to the fire and say, oh, yeah, I do see what you're saying. I'll just honestly say, I don't see it. And then you just kind of let it go, because maybe he thought he was seeing things. So we're sitting there and my eyes are just totally focused now. I mean, you have no other lights that could blind you. And I'm looking down about 35 yards right below a kettle here. And all of a sudden I see this enormous black silhouette, but it looked more like a triangle, maybe even like a square, but kind of like a diamond. It was massively wide. But it looked like it kind of had a point, but it didn't look like what I would expect a hominid, a Bigfoot Sasquatch to look. So I'm looking at it, I'm blinking my eyes, and my eyes are totally focused. And all of a sudden it moves back and forth just in one position, just a little bit. And I'm watching this, and all of a sudden it moved from one tree, one big oak, to another oak. But it looked like it was like on a wire, like it was like a, honestly, I would say it was a ghost more than a Bigfoot, because it was such a smooth, just from one tree to another, as if there was no, it was flawless. And I'm looking, I'm blinking, I'm like, what am I seeing? you know. And at this point, I didn't have my thermal yet, which I do have my thermal now, but back then I didn't. And so you just have to chalk this up to our audio saying, "What is that?" And that's it, you know. So my nephew saw some shadows. I saw some shadows. Again, you know, it didn't look like a huge silhouette. And you know what it's like when you're out in the woods, you're researching, you see something, you hear something, you might get excited because, you know, hey, that's why we're out there, right? Suggestive thought. But then afterwards, your mind automatically starts to debunk it. Like, okay, I didn't really just see that. And I really didn't hear it. And as time goes by, is it just a story in your head because you have no evidence of this? So, again, I don't know. But, you know, if I'm backing up a little bit between the dog man and that sighting, let me back up a little bit because there's a reason why I was out there. And that happened October 2013. We were again looking for the dog man, but more in the woods. And all of a sudden, we hear this audible. I can't tell you what it was. It sounded like if you watched a black and white movie of the boats going down the Amazon, and you hear those primates in the background. It sounded just like that. Now I know what our coyotes sound like up here. I'm definitely not the animal expert. I'm learning as I go, and that's how come I don't just jump to the conclusion of what we just heard was something very unusual. But there was, you know, there's four of us out there, and we're all in our late 40s, some of us early 50s, and nobody has ever heard an animal like this. We all just were dumbfounded. And I didn't have the best, I didn't have my H1 at the time, so I had really bad recording. Again, you gotta just chalk this up to, well, me telling you a claim. But it was really bizarre. And at that point in October 2013 is what started fueling me to get out there every week. And at one point, I took my wife out there in February 2014, and I came across these 17 and a half by 6 foot tracks in the snow, fresh snow.
Yeah.
And actually, I followed 18 of them. Each step in between each from heel to heel or even toe to toe with no dragging, mind you, was 58 inches. And it was in your classic tightrope walk. So again, I'm looking at it and I can't believe it. I'm trying to document the best you can. You can't, I've never casted in the snow, and especially with new snow falling and it was freezing out. So I just took the best pictures and the best video I could, but honestly, till this date, I can't figure out if this was a hoax. It was the best hoax ever. And it was in a spot where people weren't walking. People say, "Hey, well, you walk there." So they put them there for you to see. And I'm like, no, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, these guys would have had to been on pulleys because it was actually coming down a kettle and there was no drag mark. So, you know, that's a huge stride. And that really, again, fueled my fire saying, okay, we just heard a primate out here in October. I'm coming across these tracks. And right after I'm done filming these tracks, I'm starting to hear some wood banging right behind me. And I'm filming. This is all on my YouTube channel and my website. And again, it's okay. So somebody's up there, made these tracks and are now just playing along and hitting some trees just up in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, okay, so hunt the truth, right? I've got to find the facts. And I just constantly get out there week after week after week. I always say you can't hunt the truth from the comfort of your couch, you know, watching TV or your phone. You got to be out in it, you know?
Right.
And that's what I do. I just put countless of hours because I am just passionate. Some people say obsessed, and I am, because I don't know the answer to these things. And every time I feel like I'm getting closer, there's just so many more answers, or, you know, that will pop up like that. But in the same area, in that same year, 2014, during the day, we're walking in the same general location. All of a sudden, I'm having, what's like acorns falling from a tree? but they were actually, because they were light, they were almost pebbles, and but they weren't falling down. You could hear them actually going through. It's just kind of like a tick, and then they would land close. So I'm like, well, this is weird, because it didn't seem like a rock. And we, me and another researcher walking down, another one comes. And finally, I take up a rock, and I go, fine, I'm going to throw one back out there. And it was a nice-sized rock, and I hit a tree, and it makes a loud bang. And I said, watch, now I'm going to get hit with a rock, because I threw it. By the time I finished the word it, a bunch of rocks came whipping, and I mean at velocity speed, just, and they all landed by my feet perfectly. So again, and you couldn't see wow. into this brush. That's the weird thing. It's like, again,
yeah.
if it's a hoax and somebody's out there messing with me, holy crap, do they have excellent aim. You know, again, I didn't see what knocks on trees or what made the footprints or what threw those rocks, but you know, all the researchers before me say this seems to be classic, you know? Yeah, it's just, it's crazy, yeah. you know? And we're still going through it all.
Amazing stuff.
yeah. There's nothing wrong with being skeptical, you know? That's a good thing. You know, you don't want to get in the position to where everything you see is Bigfoot. Then, of course, you know, it's not. But, there's nothing wrong.
Well,
I think
it's
that's
funny.
Healthy to have a good, healthy kid. Just, yeah.
It is. And right now, my current research partner is Mary Marshall of the Paranormal MD. And she has really been focused over her time of focusing on ghost investigations. But she also lectures on the fringe part of the paranormal, which is incredible. Well, I got her up here in October 2015. The first night that we're out there, again, you know, if she's listening, I call her Scully, because she truly is the Scully, and I'm kind of the Mulder, because I do want to believe with all this, but she does keep me grounded, and I need that, because I don't really want to go out every time with somebody who's like Bigfoot behind every tree. I don't need that. I need to be grounded in a certain way.
Right.
But the first night we were out there in October 2015, that was October 2015, we get out there and we come across these diffused white orbs. Like this, we call it a wall of lights, because they just popped up, disappeared. They'd be at, waist level. They would be as high as 40, 50 feet in the air. They would be down about 20 yards from us. And they were just, it was a constant. Have you guys ever come across any weird white lights or anything in the woods?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a spot. Well, no, not in the woods, but there's a spot over here on Green River. It's over in Park County around the Northtown area. You go down there to the river at night in the river bottom, they call them jack-o'-lanterns. And I think it's just ignited balls of gas floating around, but or some sort of plasma. But anyway,
have you noticed that there's
and,
been
I guess
Hello? Jay, are we there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You there, buddy?
Okay. Everybody just stop talking at once.
Yeah, it cut out on you there for a second there, Jay. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, I was just going to say, so you guys have experienced them. Steve, you've experienced these things too?
I have not.
What are your thoughts?
I have not. I have not experienced those. But my thoughts would be, obviously, they're maybe a gas explanation to it, and given the fact that they're both occurs in the evening, and they're, you know, as you say, some of them seem to emanate close to the ground or waist level. That seems to me more, you know, rising up type of motion. That kind of stuff sounds like it may be a pocket of methane or whatever other natural gases there are under the Earth's crust that could be, especially in a state like Wisconsin, the tectonics are very different than we would have necessarily here in New York. But you may be a little more similar to Kentucky's tectonics because you're all in the same time zone. Just an observation.
You know, and that's really good. So actually, you know, because this is what Mary will also research after seeing them, because we don't jump on saying they're ghost orbs, they're ET orbs, or they're a portal opening up. It's just that I have really not heard of this white orb or balls of light phenomena up until just the past year or two. And I've been trying to research it back far, and nobody has really reported these. So I was just curious on, okay, and it could definitely be natural. I get that. But it's just, it seems like it's just like a year or two old.
Without being there, I can't say for sure what you saw.
Right, right.
Or didn't see. All right. Anyway, we are at the break mark. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back here in five with Jay Bechochin. And I want to start going over some of the other things that go bump in the night that you investigate, because when we get back, we'll talk about some of your paranormal experiences.
Sounds like a plan.
So, all right. We'll be back in five. Everybody, you're listening to Squatch Detective Radio here on Beyond Borders Paranormal Radio.
You're listening to Squatch Detective Radio here on Beyond Borders Paranormal.
Do you want to learn self-confidence and self-defense while becoming fit doing it? Check out the Capital District's premier martial arts and self-defense school, JK Kempo Karate. Join Sensei Jeff Blay as he trains students in American Kempo and the Advanced Defensive Tactics System. Take advantage now of tuition specials. JK Kempo Karate, 1053 Kings Road, Schenectady, New York. Join us at jkkempo.com.
They say he's a legend, or the missing link. Folklore or myth, tell me what you think. When you're in the forest and your senses come alive, you can smell his presence in the blink of an eye. In the woods, Bigfoot Yeti in your neighborhood, Bigfoot skunk ape, busy beast or man, Bigfoot Wendigo living off the land, out in the mountains where the wild only walk, you can find a footprint that won't fit a sock. Crying in the night, a full moon is all you see. You might hear a grunt, some knocking on some trees. Bigfoot Sasquatch back in the woods, Bigfoot Yeti in your neighborhood, Bigfoot skunk ape, hissy beast or man, Bigfoot Wendigo living off the land. Some people have spotted him every now and then. You never know if he's lurking just around the bend. He stands about 8 foot tall with big red eyes.
The internet just fucking died. Everybody stop calling. Archive the stream. Oh, there we go. We're going to try archiving this again. And people are dropping off like flies. Thank you. So we'll just leave this here until I hear my voice.
Cass, you're on.
They have an issue with alcohol well, or some
it's
other drug,
minute.
And
I'm
they
still
have a
listening
desire
to this.
To stop.
All right, here we go. Hang
because
on.
Because they see that.
I think we're good. I think we're back on. Hello. All right.
Okay.
Don't know what happened.
Everybody
there.
Got their weekly dose of
the
drugs are bad.
Right. These. This is your brain on drugs.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
All I know is when I'm done with this, I'm going to use some drugs. Okay.
I'll ask somebody in the chat. Are we on now? Can anybody tell us? Are we on?
Hey, somebody, give us a wave. Hello.
Hopefully, we're not still no audio from Godzilla. Oh, great.
I'm looking right now. I'm checking in with somebody who's messaging with me as we speak. So let's see what he says.
Okay, got audio.
All right, yay! All right.
Great.
Yep, we're on. We're live.
We're live.
All right.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Whoa. Wake up. Okay, very good.
Oh, sorry.
But we are back on. Wow, that's a big ovation, too. Wow, thank you. All right, thank you.
Well, yeah, that was a little bit longer break than we're used to, but, you know, that's okay.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
All right. well, okay,
all
we're
right,
back.
Now, where were we? I think Jay was fixing to tell us about some of the other stuff.
We wanted to talk about his experiences in the paranormal.
Yeah.
Oh, in the paranormal. Well, what part do you want to hear? Do you want to hear how something actually went through me and actually electrified my body, made all the hair stand up and the freezing ice cold that they actually speak about on TV or wherever else you learn. This actually happened back in 2009. We were doing an investigation in a resident house built back in the 70s. No deaths or murders or anything like that. But I'm doing a little EVP session down there using the millimeter with the EMF on it and the temperature gauge. And it illuminates up a little bit like that. I'm sitting in this basement around, well, what do you know, about 3 a.m., and at this point, the whole adrenaline kicks down, and next thing you know, you could be, you know, down in your grandma's basement. That's kind of how it feels. It's not all that exciting. But I had another investigator who was on the outside of that room in the basement who actually saw the glow of my millimeter. He actually said, "Hey, are you moving in there?" Because he saw a shadow on the wall. And I'm like, "No, I'm just sitting here." By the time I got done saying sitting here, you're talking about freezing ice cold that actually I felt it go through my whole body. And I'm the type of person that doesn't get spooked right then and there. I might think about it like later that day or the next day saying, "Wow, that was creepy." But during it, you know, when it happens, I really didn't have any reaction except all the hairs. I could just feel it from the back of my neck to my arms, my legs, just standing up like the redwood, you know, forest, you know, and I actually documented it. It was like I was static. I was electrified, you know. It was the most bizarre thing. And I can't tell you what this was, but at the same time, I can tell you what I encountered. Again, you know, I have no other evidence but the hair sticking up on me. But even if I get scared, my hair doesn't stick up like a cat. But I was like a fuzzball. It was weird. That was one of the coolest experiences I can say that I've had doing that. We've had some video and some audio. In fact, again, if you go to my website or the YouTube channel, look up the Ohio State Reformatory. We actually caught a a Class A EVP there that just, again, it defies what, you know, I don't want to say logic, but sure, why not logic or physics? It's, we're looking, the story is that the warden's wife died there back in the 50s when it was, you know, a prison. And the story is, and this is a fact, not a claim, that she was shot there, but she didn't die until 3 days later, being, you know, on the sixth floor up there in the hospital. And from the stories are said that she was looking for going in her closet in the warden's quarters that they have there because they live there.
Yeah.
And she went to pull down her jewelry box, and that she actually knocked down a pistol, and it hit the floor, and it shot her. And then, of course, you know, she died 3 days later. Well, I had two of my investigators at the time looking for it. Nobody really knew the exact space of the exact closet. Well, they're looking, and I don't, they must have been right on top of it, because once you hear this, it'll blow your mind. You got to remember, as investigators, we tag everything. I mean, from a burp to a whisper to your stomach growling, or even you break in wind. I don't care if it's a girl. You got to tag this, because you're going to listen to it later and you're going to hear, "Get out of that." You know, you're like, "Oh God, that was my stomach." But in this case, this EVP that we caught, you hear a very faint scream, all of a sudden a loud gunshot, and then a loud scream. And the investigator girls that are there, you know, you think you would tag something, right? They're the only ones there. That would be the big one of saying, "What the hell is that?" It is something that was caught not with their ears, but, you know, the audio device that we were using that you can actually hear when you play back. And it is, I'll definitely say that's our Class A. And what this does, though, because when I go out looking for cryptids or UFOs or ghosts, I am not out looking to have an experience or an encounter. I'm beyond that, because I personally believe it all exists. Now, I really want to know the meat and potatoes. I want to peel the onion. I want to know what these things are. So with this EVP, this kind of appeals a little bit, because what this kind of tells me is that there is a different story besides the jewelry box and the dislodged pistol. It really comes down to saying the warden and the missus were having a very bad, sloppy divorce, and that the warden actually hired an inmate to come in and kill her. You know, and right. So again, that was just a claim as well. But now once you listen to this EVP, you will actually hear the faint scream, the shot, and then a loud scream, which doesn't sound to me like you're pulling a jewelry box down and you dislodge a pistol, right? You scream and you're like, "Ah," and then it falls. And it sounds more like she was caught under surprise. Like maybe she was reaching through the jewelry box and she turns around, she sees an inmate there holding a gun or about to pull a gun, raises up, shoots, and she screams, because she didn't die right then and there. She died 3 days later. Yeah. That's a fact. Voila, you know, it's those are some really bizarre accounts. Again, the meat and potatoes of it, that's what I'm after. I'm after the truth. I you know, ghost is going to come in here and try to scare me. Whatever, it's an encounter or an experience. And some people are actually okay with that, and they come to their own conclusion of saying, yes, that's Patrick Swayze, you know, looking for Demi Moore, you know, and ghosts, that's what happens when we die. I don't have the answers to that, but I just can't settle just on dead people. You know what I mean? And it very well could be. I get the look from the ghost community when I come up with some of these ideas, because I'm an outside-the-box thinker. If I come to one conclusion, I throw it out and I begin another one. And if, you know, I just keep doing it. You got to keep evolving in this field, because honestly, we really don't know really what a ghost is, really what Bigfoot is, really what, you know, these UFOs are. You know, I mean, we really don't. And that's how come I'm hunting the truth. That's I'm going to keep going at it, you know?
Yeah. So you mainly, you've been interested in basically everything that's unknown, right? Now, not just one thing. Anything that's got a mystery to it is you raise your eyebrow at.
Oh, and that's exactly it. You know, I used to have a really large team of investigators, which I kind of ended back in 2014, which is okay. They fell on their feet and they started their own team and whatnot. So I'm doing all this pretty much solo, and I'm networking with other like-minded researchers. But you're 100% right. There's a lot of people that say, well, you're doing Bigfoot now. You don't believe in ghosts. Well, I'll tell you what. If my neighbor, you know, came running next door saying, hey, Jay, my couch is spinning around, I'd be over there in a heartbeat. If, you know, somebody had a UFO sighting that's local, that's drivable, I'm out chasing UFOs and trying to get to the bottom of it. But it seems like the government's got that market cornered. So it's not much I can do there except just take somebody's claims. But, yeah, if there is something odd and weird, I'm all over it. Yeah, just kind of like the Scooby-Doo gang, right? Get into the mystery machine.
Yeah, you know, man, that's me. You know, mainly I investigate Bigfoot, but hey, if something comes on the TV, if I see old Steve's show about Loch Ness Monster or something,
right,
I'll watch that. You know, I like
but
it.
Exactly, and that's what it comes down to. A lot of people say, you know, are you a ghost hunter? Are you a cryptozoologist? Are you a ufologist? I say none of the above. I'm a truthologist. I made it up. I know you've got the 14 researchers, which is the same, but it is. I'm a truthologist. I don't like to label myself as just a Bigfoot hunter or a ghost hunter or anything like that. You're right. I do it all. I have my hand in the cookie jar there.
Well, you have to. You have to.
Good cookies.
That's right. I mean, you got to do it. You just have to. There's just too much good stuff out there to, you know. It's kind of, I've become very eclectic in my taste, too, because, you know, a lot of folks don't know this, but if you listen to this show pretty regularly, I'm a ghost hunter as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just seems like you're doing one thing, then you want to transition into the next. And
right. It's, you know, it's called evolving, though, and a lot of people don't understand that. They think once a ghost hunter, always a ghost hunter. But you know what? You know, I actually believe everything that we're all researching is somehow intertwined. I really do. You know, I don't think ghosts are just limited to old structures or places where they were murdered. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at this land we live in, you know, the Native American land that we've had. There's a whole history before we were all here. And that's honestly what I believe, is that everything somehow is intertwined, and that you can have a UFO, ghost, Bigfoot, dogman. You know, where do these cryptids come from? You know what I mean? Are they government made? But they've been around, you know, for a long time, according to the Native American legends. And are they just legends? Is it folklore? Is it beliefs? I mean, you know, what if these things have been around for hundreds of years? Where do they come from? Yep. You know?
I'd like to say that we're just truthologist is kind of a cool term. I you know, we're just people who, we're just folks who like to investigate the strange and the unexplained. And you know, I think that a lot of the stuff goes hand in hand. I mean, you have to have that passion to investigate. It's the same passion for investigating cryptozoology that essentially makes you a ufologist or a cryptozoologist or whatever you want to call yourself.
Right.
It's all the same tack. There's a mystery that defies typical logic, and we want to investigate it and look into it. So the, you know, Godzilla says it's a jote, a jack of all tradeologist.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
that's a good one.
But if you think about just cryptozoology, think about what if you pop on my website, you understand that there's investigation, there's science, there's ecology, there's geology, there's biology, chemistry. I mean, even physics at times. I mean, there is a whole litany of things just in the crypto field.
And that's just in the crypto. And we've had a couple Thunderbird sightings up here that, you know, it just so happens that I had my 30th high school reunion last year. Yeah, I'm dating myself, but we had it. I actually started reacquainting myself with some old friends, and they found out what I did. And somebody came forward and talked to me personally and said, "You can't use my name. You know, he's in a very high profession right now." But he had a Thunderbird sighting not too far from here back in 1989. And he said, you know, it scared the crap out of him. It's something that took up the whole road, you know, two-lane road. And he said it was black. And he's trying to explain what it was, but he knows he wasn't drinking, he wasn't doing drugs, and it was only 10 o'clock at night, so he wasn't sleeping. He is so convinced of what it is, but he doesn't want that to go out. He just wanted to share that with me, which again comes to the Dogman and all these other cryptids up here, is that where are they coming from? The Thunderbirds, there's no big bluffs out here. You know, if this thing was just flying around, you know, Farmtown, Illinois, or Wisconsin, wouldn't somebody spot it? You would think. So, you know, is it just flying into existence, their flesh and blood, and then where does it go? I don't know. I mean,
it's like one of those weird, you know, and just to reassure you, my brother who passed away a couple of years ago, almost going on 3, God. Anyway, he's a retired police officer, actually a retired BCI. One day, you know, he knows I'm doing the Bigfoot stuff, and one day I'm there to play cards with him, and he's like, "Listen, I got to ask you a question. Has anybody ever reported seeing like a large bird?"
Really?
Exactly. I go, "Yeah, Thunderbird. Why?" Well, I was driving down the Taconic State Parkway, and all of a sudden I see this huge bird. I mean, its wingspan had to be like 20 feet, you know, long, 20 feet apart. And it just kind of looked like a pterodactyl. It just kind of flew right over the road and into, you know, I saw it for like a, you know, for about 3 seconds. There it was. And whew.
Wow.
You know, so that just kind of, you know, it literally pulled the chair out from underneath me, you know, and I was like, what?
And again, and this is what I come down to.
Because the amazing thing is he didn't even know that these things were seen by other people. He just.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. It's crazy. And they all, whenever I have an email called report it at WPI Hunts the Truth. And I'll get emails from this that they're really basic and sometimes vague, and sometimes they're hard to follow up on because people don't answer back even though they're reaching out to you. And I keep everything 100% confidential, just try to connect the dots with all this. And yet at the end of the day, it's just a story. It's just a claim because I haven't seen it. But yet, you know, is everybody having mass hysteria of seeing these Thunderbirds or Dogmen or Bigfoot
how can it be like in the case of my brother, how can it be mass hysteria when he never even thought that anybody else had seen one of these things before?
Exactly. And
it just kind of rules it right out.
Yeah. It's very bizarre.
You know, how can it be mass hysteria if you don't believe in something? I don't believe in a Bigfoot. And then one day there it is in front of you. And then you look at the trauma those people have. Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's I like I said, when it comes down to this, this is just my passion. You know, I do have a normal day job. You know, I also do designing and videography on the side. That keeps me busy. Father
of
two
very
kids.
Nice work of it too. And
what's that?
Very nice job of doing it too, by the way.
Oh, well thank you very much. I do. I missed my calling, I think, you know, working for Hollywood, directing or you know, shooting film or editing. But I'll tell you, I do all this stuff in the back of my mind constantly when I'm stepping outside, looking at the sky, or just driving, you know, people driving from point A to point B, listening to their music, their talk shows. We're busy. We're already pre-occed. We're not looking. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And You know, I actually have two dash cams on my car that are running 24/7. And no matter where I'm at, they're going, just because it's going to be that one time that, yep. You know, that one time that something unique is going to happen. It's like, I'm not out going looking for Bigfoot right now to prove to the world Bigfoot's there. I don't care if I had it in the garage and I could film it and get up close and look at its teeth and its eyes. People would still say hoax because people, they don't want to believe. They don't want to believe in anything that's not normal.
Unfortunately, the Bigfoot community is built in to say that off the shoot now. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's true. It is. I mean, people, you know, it's kind of funny because I'm pretty stingy with evidence, as people know. And I don't know, some of these people, they hoax. I mean, wow, you did that in a whole 20 seconds. Can you tell me why?
You know? Exactly. Like I said, we could even talk about people that maybe are, like you said, they debunk it right away. It's easily, hey, Jay, someone's messing with you and throwing rocks at you that quick. I mean, easy. You know, we found this weird structure this year in my research area, and it is the most, and there's pictures on my website and Facebook of what this structure is. And it's not like it's a built.
The truth.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I just put it out there. WPIHuntsTheTruth.com.
That's right. And you can also find me on Facebook as well. It's this structure that we found. The first thing I walked up, and because we record everything, I'm like, this is not natural. I'm all excited. Yet, even though it's weird because the way it's woven and whatnot, a lot of people jump on and say, well, that's a deer blind. Well, you know, I also deer hunt, so I also know that the deer are pretty damn smart during deer hunting, that if you don't really protect yourself within the blind, you're going to see a silhouette of something in there, and the deer are skitterish. They're not going to come by you. They're going to be smelling you. They're going to flag you. And it's definitely not a shelter built or for shelter for weather. It's really bizarre. It's got these plants that are actually tied and hooked in weird spots that don't even mean anything to the structure, you know, the assembly. They're just kind of tied into circles and just hanging there. It's weird. I actually now call it, I don't know if it's Wiccan, who knows, or it's Bigfoot art, because I really don't think it's a Bigfoot structure where they go in there and sleep. But it's just very unique the way it's constructed. There are a lot of people that have seen it, and they send in deer blinds, and this is how they're made and whatnot. And that's all fine and dandy. I mean, this could definitely be, a person built this.
I think we lost Chris.
Oh, we did.
We did.
I don't see him on my screen. Chris.
Let's see. I don't know why. Oh, there we go. One ringy dingy.
Yeah, right.
Two ringy dingy.
Hi, this is Chris. Leave your name and number.
He sounded really clear.
I know his voice. Let's try one more time. And if we don't get him,
you'll disconnect me.
No, if we don't get him, we will leave him a funny message. So here we go. Oh, one ringy dingy.
We can leave him a message saying, Chris, you're supposed to be on the show.
Two ringy dingy.
Hey, this is Chris. Leave your name and number, and I'll return your call just as quick as I can get back to the phone. Thanks.
At the tone. Please record your message.
Here we go.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Chris. Yes, this is Squatch Detective Radio calling. You're missing, and you're not picking up. Please, pick up.
Yes.
And Chris is probably listening to the show. He is. He's listening to the show right now. And for whatever reason, we're calling him back on his mobile, and it's not going through. It's going to voicemail. But that's Kentucky. Well, I don't know, Chris. It's ringing. Oh, that was a strange ring.
Ah, there we go.
Boy, if there's a night that anything could go wrong.
Did it go to my voicemail? Because Chewbacca said laugh out loud at voicemail. Did it go to my voicemail the first time?
First couple of times. We left you a nice voicemail, too, the second time around. You'll have to listen to that on broadcast.
I will.
We figured since we're running over, we might as well run over a few more minutes just to harass you. And, you know.
We're getting a couple of raindrops here, so maybe the squirrel in the cell tower quit getting out of the rain. Huh? He quit turning his cage, maybe. But, I wanted to ask Jay, are we going to go a little bit long tonight?
Yeah, we're going to go a little bit long.
Okay. Jay, I wanted to ask you, buddy, back about the Bray Road. I've not looked at the topography of that area. Are there any creeks or rivers around the Bray Road area?
Yeah, there are. Well, not directly because it's more more farming. But mm-hmm. I would say as if you looked on it on Google Maps and you pan up as the crow flies, yes, there's water around there, just not right around Bray Road. I mean, Bray Road's only maybe a mile and a half long, and that's it. You drive from one end to another, and you go, really? What's the excitement about? It's about the area. And when I say that, I don't think it's just restricted to Bray Road. The dog man sightings have been all over Elkhorn and further north.
Don't give me a Snapple.
Right.
but further north of that, there have been some Bigfoot sightings. So now it comes down to, is this like a Clash of the Titans? Is it territorial? You've got, you know, the Sasquatch up here. You've got the Dogman down here, you know?
Yeah. So I'm just wondering if people aren't saying the same thing, you know, and then maybe describing it as a Dogman type thing.
You know, right.
Actually, I think it's probably like a Sasquatch because, you know, I've been lucky enough to see a few of those, but I've never seen a dog man.
You okay in there?
On TV.
The thing is with some of these reports of what people have said about the dog man, there is no doubt that somebody is seeing what looks like a 7-foot, you know, it's bipedal, it's got the legs backwards, just like you would say, but it's the face, it's the ears, it's the snout, you know, protruding.
Yeah.
And it does resemble a dog, not your typical Bigfoot. However, you know, is the dog man just another type of Sasquatch? There's also those theories, but again, we don't have them in our garage to study to really say either or. So whenever I say it, I always say, we all probably say it, I don't know. Just like you said about the lights, I don't know. We didn't see what was out there at the time. And when people tell you claims about these, you're not seeing it. So I guess the only way to really do this is to get out in nature, you know, get out and drive and get out and get out and observe. Even if you don't come across a dogman or a Bigfoot, you know, you're out there with nature. I mean, we just came across this, you know, this half-dollar size fat spider hanging from a tree on our way back last week, just in the middle of the path on our way out, glowed like an orb. But no, it was definitely a real, you know, that's nature. Just seeing this thing look like a face hugger from Aliens. But yeah, it wasn't paranormal, but it's still cool to get out, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first time I'd heard about these lights, these jack-o'-lantern lights up down on the river was from this girl I was dating at the time. And I kind of laughed it off. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, these lights come out and go up trees and stuff and float around. She said, yeah. I said, oh, okay. She said, well, you want to go see them? Yeah. Okay, let's go. So, you know, we went down this winding gravel road and got down to the river. And, you know, I thought maybe she wanted to go parking or something. I didn't know. And sure enough, you know, these lights popped up. It was like, she said, there they are. I said, well, I'll be dang. There they are.
When was this?
There's Uncle Innes with the pitchfork.
When I first saw him.
There's gotcha. Uncle Ennis with the pitchfork. There's my daddy with the shotgun.
A long time before the married days, you know.
Well, anyway, I think we ought to wrap it up while we're on the high note here, and the show seems to be working well. Jay, thanks for hanging in with us, man. We got through it. We got through an hour of programming.
Hey, you know what? The power of editing, when it all comes back, it'll be flawless.
It will.
But, I definitely invite anybody to come and check out www.wpihuntsthetruth.com. Or if there is a strange encounter, believe me, I'm not looking to make a book of this, a movie of this. All I'm trying to do is connect the dots. I like to fly below the radar. You know, I keep everything confidential, but it helps me in my database. You know, even if it's not in Wisconsin or Illinois or this area, is, you know, if I start getting some of these reports, then I can actually help other, researchers in these areas help find them out. And then emails report@wpihuntsthetruth.com and come check it out. You know, I mean, you know, if there's anything, I mean, I don't get flooded daily. So people must think I'm a little bit lost it just a little bit, but I really haven't.
Hey, Jay, if you ever find yourself anywhere in New York or any interested in coming over to New York, give me a shout because we'll get into the creatures. So,
Definitely. And I'm hoping that, you know, somehow or another, we run into each other again before the next second annual Pennsylvania Bigfoot outing. But definitely we'll stay in touch. I see your post on Facebook. That is awesome. In fact, I just wanted to give a shout out to Ricky Cherby, who's been actually listening to the show and messaging me and saying that we sound good except for the whole drug addiction thing and the silence. But besides that, I think it was definitely a great show. And thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure, man. We'll have you on again. You know, you get something breaking, give me a shout. If there's something that you did an investigation that, hey, that you want to broadcast and you want folks to check it out, come on over. We'll get you back on. So
definitely. Thanks again. And again, Chris, nice meeting you. I sent you a friend request on social media, even though you don't check it. Check it out.
I will. Thanks, Jay. Good to have you, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right, folks, on behalf of me and Chris Bennett, we want to wish everybody a happy and safe 4th of July tomorrow. You know, happy birthday, America. And moreover, we'll be back next week here on Beyond Borders Paranormal Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Who's our guest? Well, that'll be announced shortly. So, everybody, have a great night, and we'll catch you all next week. God bless. Keep on squatching.
Thanks for listening to Squatch Detective Radio. For more information on the program, visit us at SquatchDetectiveRadio.com. Promotional consideration by Mystic Willow Creations. For all your holistic and herbal remedy needs, visit them on the web at MysticWillowCreations.com.
4, man. Are we off now, Steve?
We're off, guys. You guys want to cut out and go right ahead?
I got you.
Okay. All right, well, you guys take it easy.
Thanks, Jay. It's good to talk to you, bud.
Night.
See you next time.
You're listening to Squatch Detective Radio here on Beyond Borders Paranormal.